at the Little Jewel Church again. And Brother Ross called me last night, and we had talked about coming to Little Jewel today, and he said, are we still going? Well, first thing he said, have you had a good week? And I said, no, I sure ain't. I've not had a good week. And he said, well, are we going? I said, well, as my mind is right now, I'm going to Little Jewel Church tomorrow. I got up, felt real good this morning, and God blessed us to come, and I'm glad that I'm here. I hope that you'll pray what time that I stand in your presence. And I don't want to cause anything to be removed from your mind that you've been listening to. But I sure would, if it'd be God's will this morning, to be able to add something to that. I want to add something to that. I come to work. I didn't come to sit on my seat. I come to work. If Brother Terry called on me today, I come to work. And the work that I do is right here. It's standing up for the Lord. And if he'll bless me too to preach his gospel to you this morning in spirit and in truth. I don't want to tell you about me, because if you meet me in this life and you forget about me, you ain't lost much. But if you meet this man called Jesus in this lifetime, and you keep pushing him away and pushing him away, there ain't but one place for you. And Brother Terry already said that there was a place prepared before the foundations of this world. There was two places prepared. There was one place prepared that was big enough to hold the whole Adam generation if they would only go there. They had to do something to get there. But there was another place that was also prepared. And according to this book, it enlarges its borders daily. Why? Because there's more going down than they are going up. And why is that? Because they love darkness. They love darkness. They love the things of this world. We are in this world, but we've been chosen out of the world. We're no more part of the world. Yeah, we have to live in this world. We have to make our living in this world. But we don't have to be partakers of the world. Man, I found something, Brother Fred, that's more important to me than anything that this world has to offer. Yeah, I'm just a little poor man here in this life. Oh, but I got a rich father. I don't have to worry about living in a mansion down here. Man, I've seen some beautiful places, been in some that I couldn't afford, no way in this world. But I'm going to leave it all behind. I'm going where they're singing of angels. I'm going where there's a man called Jesus sitting on the right hand of the Father this morning. What's he doing? Lord, you give me all of them down there, them ones that you placed in my hand. Brother Ross, he said, none of them have I lost, not a one. Listen, this morning, if he's got you right in his hand, according to this book, the devils can't pry you out of his hand. Listen, this morning, but if you've not got Jesus down in your heart, Brother Terry already told you, you can't work for two masters. You'll either love one and hate the other, or despise one and love the other. Listen, you can't work but for one at a time. 30 years ago, I made the devil a real good servant, Brother John. Why? Because he had me doing the very things that he would have me to do. Listen, I told him one time, I remember the first time that I turned up a bottle. I said, well, I can handle this. It's just one. But the next time, Brother Terry, it wasn't one. It was two. Well, I've got this thing under control. But you know what? After a little while, I didn't have control no more. It had control of me. And the devil was having a ball because I made him a good one. But I'll tell you what, like Brother Ross said, there come a time
when. I wasn't satisfied no more. There was something missing. There was an emptiness down inside that the world couldn't fill up. And I began to hear a little sound. I began to talk. Listen, it's not my big loud voice that'll get you attention, but it's that little old still voice that'll speak to your heart. It began to speak to me, and I thought I was losing my mind, but I was just getting in good shape. The devil began to work hard, Brother Fred. He knowed he was going to lose one. He knowed there was one that was straying away from him. And the Lord began to work with me. And did I get him the first time I prayed? No. And did I the second time? No. I had to work hard. Why? Man, they say the further down the road you travel, the further it is back. But I'm going to tell you what, you don't have to worry about that long trip back. He'll pick you right up off of the road and set you on the rock, Brother Terry. He'll take you right out of the meanness that you're in and set you right in the house, right among the timber. He'll give you a job to do. Listen, when I joined the church, I told him, give me a songbook. Let me get over in the corner. Brother Trey didn't work that way. He had another job for me to do. I run. I don't want to do that job. I can't do that job. But you know what? I come to the point. It was hard to work 12 hours a day and lose sleep all night. I couldn't lay down. I couldn't rest. Finally, I said, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. And if you don't do that, you got to become willing. You got to become willing. I don't take too long. My little girl called me the other day. There's a little lady down there in the nursing home. They say 1 minute she ain't got right good mind. 1 minute she's rolling through the building and she's singing songs, church songs. The next minute, she's cussing everything all to pieces. I don't believe the Lord holds that against them people when their mind's gone. But I'll tell you what. She got my little girl's attention just for a few minutes. She called me and she said, Daddy, said there's a little lady down here rolling around. Said she's singing a song, and I don't know what it means. She says 99 and a half just ain't good enough. She said, what does that mean? I said, honey, you've heard Daddy preach it for years. 99 and a half, this sure ain't good enough. It takes 100%. I listened, and she said, Daddy, does that mean what I think it does? I said, honey, you know what it means. 99 and a half won't get you there. 99 and nine-tenths won't get you there, Brother Ross. Listen, as you go through this life, pulling the world along behind you, and then you begin to reach up with one hand, Lord, save me. Where's the other hand? Dragging the world right along behind. But I'm going to tell you this morning, you can't have the world and have Jesus too. You got to turn loose of something. And when you turn loose and both hands go up, the Lord will know all about that. And He will come to your rescue. And you need to be rescued this morning. What do you need to be rescued from? He said, there's a strong man that lives on the inside of you. He leads you about. We read about one where that he said he tossed him about. He tore him, throwed him in the flames, Brother Terry. He many times he'd foam at the mouth. Why? Because the old devil was right a hold of him. Brother Ross had a hold of him good. He was shackled down. But there was a strong man that come on the scene. And what did he do when he come on the scene?
The Bible says that he looked at him and he said, "What is your name?" And he said, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he said, "Come out of him." And you know what they begin to say? Jesus of Nazareth, let us go into the swine that are on the hill, that will not be drowned. But you know what they done? He said, "Go ahead." And they went into the swine. And the Bible says they run violently down into the water. And they were choked. But the good part about it is, I'm going to have to quit now. But the good part about it is, there was people there that day. They had seen this man. Many times the Bible says they had bound him with chains and fetters, placed him out of the city. And he would break those chains and tear them off of him. He was a wild man. They couldn't do a thing with him. He wouldn't even wear clothes. But when this man Jesus began to see, began to speak to him, he clothed him and put him in his right mind. Listen, and there was people there. They were afraid of this man Jesus. And someone run back into town. Like you said, Brother John, they begin to say, come see a man. Come see this man. This wild man we couldn't do nothing with. He's sitting out there. He's cold. He's in his right mind. One more little thing. I'm going to get to this and I'm going to let Brother Terry come. When they come back out and they seen this man, they began to look at Jesus and they said, "Depart from us. We're afraid." But the man that he clothed and put in his right mind, what did he want to do? He said, "Jesus, permit me to go with you." But what did he tell him to do? Same thing he told me 29 years ago. Told me the same thing. "No, but you go home to your friends." Where'd your friends at? My friends ain't out there in the world no more. They don't love me no more. They love to take my very life, Brother John. They would love to take my very life. Why? Because I stand for something they can't touch. They can't see it. And they can't feel it because he don't live on the inside. But Jesus said, "You go home to your friends. You tell them what great things I have done for you. And I'll tell you what. If he comes in, the men that I worked with, they know what kind of feller I was. I didn't have to go in and tell them. From Monday morning to Friday evening, Roger Gibson was the vilest feller, vilest foul-mouthed feller you ever seen in your life. They know what would come out of my mouth every little bit. They know what kind of man I was. But that Monday morning, when I went in, Roger got off by himself. How about that? I didn't get around listening to their old dirty jokes. I didn't get around listening to what they'd done all weekend long. I was off by myself and I was just humming up a storm. And one of the men come around and he said, "Roger," real inquisitive like, "what happened to you? What's wrong with you? Something's different this morning." And yeah, it'll shine, Brother Terry. I said, "Yeah. The Lord came into my life and I joined the church. That old man you seen come through the door every morning, he's not coming back no more. That old man's gone. They will be a change." And like Brother John said, a woman told him she'd been saved for 13 years. Let me tell you something, you'll not hide it that long. Somebody will know something about it. I couldn't hide it one day.
I wanted my light to shine. And right here today, we could go walking right down the middle of the street in Ashland, Kentucky. And I wouldn't care who was out there. I'd still tell them, yeah, I'm a child of God. And if they said, what do you belong to? I belong to Jesus Christ. That's who I belong to. If they say, what's over the door where you go? That says, old regular Baptist. But we still belong to Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm done, brother. I'm done. I better quit. I'm